Hi, I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's weekly commentary will begin in just a moment after I've had the chance to tell you about a few of the stories we're working on for this week's show. The NBPA made history this week with its newly elected executive director, though the choice was not without controversy. We'll introduce Michelle Roberts, the first woman to head a North American men's pro sports union. Also, Only a Game's Doug Tribou brings us a conversation with former Raider Ray Guy, who this weekend will become the first punter to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. And Bill Littlefield will visit with the Boston Red Sox, who are well on their way to a worst-to-first-to-worst turnaround. But first, on Tuesday, the NCAA agreed to settle a class-action head injury lawsuit by establishing a $70 million fund designed for the diagnosis of brain trauma in college athletes. For Bill, that decision shook loose a 45-year-old memory.
Besides establishing a fund that's probably inadequate, given that the purpose of the $70 million is to underwrite a 50-year medical monitoring program to examine thousands and thousands of former, current, and future college athletes, Tuesday's arrangement mandates that the NCAA member schools will make some changes in whatever concussion management policies they had previously developed. Current and former college athletes and their parents may be alarmed to learn that before Tuesday, the NCAA had demonstrated no particular interest in the details of any school's plan for dealing with athletes who couldn't remember their last names. The NCAA only required that schools should have a policy. Presumably, it could have been that if an athlete who'd been knocked unconscious could remember his or her first name, he or she was good to go. Under the terms of Tuesday's agreement, athletes diagnosed with concussions would be prohibited from returning to play on the same day. That sounds like the sort of common sense that shouldn't have required a year's worth of negotiation by lawyers who'll apparently be paid in the neighborhood of $15 million for their efforts. Perhaps it sounds that way to me because I had the benefit of that common sense in 1969, during the fall of my senior year in college. I'd been playing club soccer. I got kicked in the head. I was taken to the college infirmary with the symptoms of a concussion, although by the time I was examined, I was able to recall that Richard Nixon was president. I was kept overnight at that infirmary. In the morning, the doctor who'd examined me said that for at least several weeks, I should stay out of any situation that might put me at risk for another concussion. Not for just a day, for several weeks. I asked if riding a motorcycle counted, and he said that it did. He said that my brain, which had been bounced around in my skull, needed time to recover. That this common sense dispensed to a club athlete almost 45 years ago should only now become part of the protocol of the organization allegedly established in part to ensure the safety of student athletes seems extraordinary. It might almost make you wonder if the NCAA's real concern has been promoting the games that have made the organization rich and powerful, rather than protecting the health of the unpaid labor force that has sustained it.
You can share Bill's commentary by visiting our website, onlyagame.org. And for all the latest sports, catch us on Facebook and Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR.